great irony of development shines brightly in a British night. Here, amid sophistication and wealth, infection is no longer London's nemesis, but rather unhealthy diets and the scourge of physical inactivity.
In Britain, we need to get the whole population moving more. And you know, we need to shift the whole curve towards more activity.
Working directly to the British government, the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, or NICE, is developing a new series of evidence-based public health guidelines.
So we have to have the same discipline as we would expect in terms of outcomes and clinical standards that we would expect from treatments in our hospital, in terms of those public health projects and activities that I think we all want to try and help deliver in the community.
The first NICE public health guidance will directly attack physical inactivity.
This is the first time anywhere in the world that a body has been given responsibility for both clinical and public health work and developing guidance in both areas in an integrated fashion.
There's a real opportunity to bring together preventive medicine and clinical practice so that we can make more than just the sum of the parts, and that's what we intend to do.
As the gap between the rich and the poor continues to widen, NICE is also trying to use its guidelines to reduce inequalities in health. By first understanding how factors such as gender, ethnicity and age interact to influence health outcomes.
Until you understand that better than we do, and we can map that better on the individual social systems that we're looking at, our ability to intervene is as stymied as it, you know, a pre-Renaissance surgeon who didn't understand basic anatomy. I mean, that's a nice analogy, actually, without being too biomedical. You know, we need a much better understanding of the anatomy of the body social than we currently have.
The brutal truth is that the healthcare system can only do a very small amount in reducing inequalities in health. So if you've got economic forces that are, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and you've got rather deep and profound deprivation, it's very difficult for the healthcare system to do much, and even public health measures, unfortunately, have only a limited impact.
A supporter of NICE, Richard Smith, is also a critic, concerned chiefly that in its work assessing drugs and technologies, NICE is forced by its political masters to focus too much on embracing new therapies rather than getting rid of old ones that are useless or harmful.
If NICE were to make its own choices of what it wanted to look at, and if it were much more transparent, and maybe a little bolder too, that again would be a good thing for all of us.
Despite concerns about transparency, one of the strengths of NICE is its stakeholder involvement.
The fact that we can have patients, the public, politicians, the industry, professionals, all debating in a common forum with an explicit evidence base which they can look at and criticise is a way forward.
According to Peter Littlejohns, NICE accepts the criticism that it's been forced to focus too much on new therapies.
The way that our workload is determined by the Secretary of State and ministers, the emphasis has been on introducing new interventions and not stopping old interventions.
Another strength of NICE is the involvement of citizens' representatives like Michael Davidson.
I've been on this committee a year and I've seen that the relationship that I have with the colleagues around the table grow. They now see me as a contributor, not as an ornament, if you like. They don't see me as something which is politically correct. But they've got to have somebody around that table. They do treat me as a contributor and they listen to what we have to say as lay people.
Like many similar organisations, NICE spends too much energy constructing its guidelines and assessments rather than disseminating their results to impact on people.
In general, the focus tends to be on developing the guidance, reviewing the evidence and doing that step, and that people do tend to forget that implementation is crucial to make a difference.
NICE is also trying to make a difference by taking a lead in a new WHO commission on the social determinants of health, and by working to help other nations set up similar structures, apparently satisfying even its harshest critics.
Having been sceptical about some aspects of NICE when it began, I now think it's one of Britain's great exports, like the Beatles, the Ninja Turtles, Shakespeare. I think NICE is something to be proud of.